I'm Noah Curtis, Racine firefighter.
Hi, I'm Nicolette Kayfish. I am Noah Curtis's sister. I nominated Noah to salute to service.
Grew up in the fire service, right? My dad was a fireman for multiple years, city of Milwaukee, born and raised. I'm lucky to have someone like my father who's done this for 30 years.
Noah, I think, really looked up to him all those years and wanted to continue that.
I think it was embedded in me from the start, right? A lot of guys in the fire service, their family members were in it before them. Their kids follow in their footsteps. It's crazy to see. Every day is different, right? You come in and you sit down, talk with the guys, have some coffee in the morning. Radio check hits, and then we're off to work. We start our chores, rig checks, do all the stuff. I like having that regimented schedule. This is what we're doing today. In between that, who knows? Last week alone just happened. I delivered my first baby. So I think it was about 1 o'clock-ish so in the morning. I was riding on the med unit and we get dispatched. Woman in labor. Typical, we get a lot of that. We actually delivered her in her apartment in the tub. It was crazy. It was just three of us on the med unit. The captain says, you know, all right, put everything down. You know, get in there and help them. And we get in there and she's in the tub. There's a cop there. And right as we're walking in, she's pushing. My driver basically held the baby as it came out, and then I ended up doing the cord cutting and the clamping, and it was just...
You delivered your first baby.
Oh, yeah. Little baby boy. It's a crazy thing to see.
Can you separate at the end of a day, or does some of that come home with you, some of the stress and some of the things you've seen?
I think that's a big problem in the fire service, turning that switch off. And my dad will say it to me sometimes, to say, yeah, you're not at the firehouse. You got to remember that, man. And it's as little as the way you talk to the way you act. It's still a learning thing for me. It's good to have a mentor like that that kind of helps me decompress, and I always know I have somebody I can go to and talk about stuff. With all that stuff going on at the end of the day, you have people that you know you can always count on, right? We may disagree here or here or agree here. At the end of the day, I trust them, they trust me.
He can sometimes put himself in situations at work knowing that there's people in the community that need help and putting personality into it.
When you know you can go to work the next day and take on anything, it's an insane feeling that empowers you to do crazy things.
What does salute to service mean to you?
It's pretty important. A lot of people look past what goes on. And I think a lot of people give firemen more recognition than police officers. It's a little upsetting, you know, in that scenario, because those guys and women put their lives on the line. I would argue more than us as a fireman, seeing how much we rely on them and they rely on us. And that goes for everybody, the dispatchers and the nurses and anybody that works in the medical field. Just to see people out here that are showing this appreciation. And it's awesome to see, you know, people that actually truly care and show it.